Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, you know, I think you have a lot of strengths.
Thank you.
But I gotta say, patience maybe could use a little work sometimes.
You don't say that. You don't say that. How dare you?
Paging somebody who gets really upset at a 4 p.m. check-in time when it's like 4:01.
I'm sorry, if we're paying for an Airbnb, let's get every second out of that bad boy.
But patience, it's important. Just ask Bennifer, because after 20 years of being patient, as well as a lot of other things, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have finally gotten their happy ending.
Yeah, they just got hitched over the weekend in an intimate Vegas wedding.
Yeah, and you're in Vegas right now.
I am.
Which begs the question,
yeah,
were you there?
I actually sewed J-Lo's dress for her, both of them.
I saw the dress. That does make sense.
Wow. I don't know if that's a compliment.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Monday, July 18th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We all know the adage, good things come to those who wait. I cannot speak from personal experience. I have no patience.
Good. I'm glad you're acknowledging it and not just attacking me.
Yes, we're in good company. Come on. But the whole good things coming to those who wait seems to be true for Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck after a very long hiatus, like decades long.
Yeah.
Jen and Ben shocked everyone when they got back together early last year, and now they've proved that they were always for real because they just made their love official Saturday night in Las Vegas.
Yes, and I'm sure a shock to no one, TMZ broke the news first yesterday that they got married, and court records from Clark County, Nevada, my old stomping grounds, show that they obtained a marriage license that same night, Saturday. And then yesterday, J-Lo confirmed the news on her social media. She posted a photo of herself in bed with a wedding band on her finger. She's, you know, smiling, holding up her phone. Let's be honest, they just had sex, right?
Of course. You just got married. You got to consummate it. Otherwise, it's not real.
Yeah. She has that after-cum glow. I'm not going to lie to you guys, okay? Am I wrong?
I mean, that's one way to say it.
Well, when you're a wordsmith like myself, that's mm-hmm. how you speak. She captioned the photo, Sadie, hashtag IYKYK, if you know, you know. Sadie is a reference to the lyrics, Sadie, Sadie, married lady from Funny Girl. She's obviously trying to take that from Lea Michele.
Yeah.
She's trying to get well, her time now.
She's staying topical.
Exactly. Yeah. And then she also told fans to get the details in her newsletter on the J-Lo. So she's constantly promoting that newsletter.
Yeah. I got to say, this like promo is impressive.
It is.
She like kept it topical with Funny Girl. She pushed her newsletter all while getting married. Like this woman's a triple threat for a reason.
Yeah. Yep.
So in said newsletter that we have both read, she included photos and video from the wedding, as well as details of how they ended up getting married. She starts it by saying, "We did it." Mm-hmm. Classic phrase. I love it. And says that they flew to Vegas, stood in line to get their marriage license with four other couples. Now, my next question after reading that was, who are these couples? Like,
yeah,
I want to hear from the ground reporting.
I know. I mean, I guarantee they were just like randos that were also getting married.
Yeah. Regular Joes.
Like, imagine that. Like, you're just there to get married. And then here come Ben and Jen. Like, what? I'd be like, whoa.
That's it. Whoa.
Yep. Whoa.
I do. So in her newsletter, Jen says that they all wanted the same thing. Everyone's standing in line for their marriage license, for the world to recognize them as partners and to declare their love to the world through the ancient and nearly universal symbol of marriage.
I think that's what Ben and Jen wanted. I think the other three couples wanted autographs and photos, if I'm going to guess. But also that.
Well, they originally wanted that. And then they were like, wait.
Yeah.
This could be on the table.
Yeah, priorities.
Do you guys need witnesses?
Right. Yeah.
And or thirds?
Mm-hmm.
We're down for either. Jen also wrote in her newsletter, love is beautiful. Love is kind. And it turns out love is patient. 20 years patient.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 Corinthians is like, excuse me. You're stealing my lines here.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I only know that from Wedding Crashers, anyone?
I was going to say, not you with the Bible verse right now.
I mean, I've also been to so many weddings.
I know.
Just went to one this weekend, actually.
I know.
But unfortunately, I did not go to Jen and Ben's.
Yeah.
Got to cross that off my bucket list because I don't think it's going to happen now.
Yeah, I know.
But but Jennifer called the wedding exactly what we wanted and said they made it to the little white wedding chapel just a few minutes before midnight. And the chapel stayed open a few minutes late for them.
Of course.
Talk about the star treatment.
I know.
She also said they could have had Elvis officiate the wedding, but he was in bed and it would have cost extra, which...
Oh, my God. I love it.
I guess this was a budget wedding.
I love that, though. But they're like, you know what? No, we don't need... We're not Kravis.
We can't afford this $50. Like, come on. We already flew private. That's too much.
Yeah.
She also included a video that Ben took while he was getting ready in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
He wore a white tux jacket that Jen says was from his closet because when you're a celebrity, you just have tuxedo clothes hanging in your closet.
That's actually a really interesting way to put it because I thought of it like, oh my God, that's so nice. He's just using what he has. But then you're saying like, well, when you're rich and famous, you just have great tuxedos. And
yeah, most people have to rent them for 24 hours exactly.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So she posted another video of herself getting ready in the break room at the chapel, and she's just wearing this very classic white dress, and she looks so sweet. Like, this video was so cute to me.
Mm-hmm.
She's just like, I don't know. I love it so much. And she's like, you know, I've been saving it for a really long time. She says it was from an old movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not 100% sure which one.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if she meant, like, her old movie or just...
It's gotta be.
Yeah. I want clarification, though.
That's the dress from Gone with the Wind.
Right.
She did have an outfit change, though, because she's J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
And she wore a designer off-the-shoulder lace gown, which is really pretty. I love the off-the-shoulder vibe.
Yeah, you do.
I do. I love it. It's so classic and like old Hollywood to me. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So the first video was taken by her hairstylist, Chris Appleton. And he like asks her how she's feeling. And she's like, amazing. Which was, this was the part where I'm like, she's so cute right now. Like, she just seems so sweet and like happy. I loved it. And in her newsletter, she also wrote that it was the best possible wedding we could have imagined. And she said it was a wedding they dreamed of long ago, very long ago. Yeah. And she writes, when love is real, the only thing that matters in marriage is one another and the promise we make to love, care, understand, be patient, loving, and good to one another. We had that and so much more. Best night of our lives. And then she ends the newsletter by signing it, Jennifer Lynn Affleck.
I really hope that was just for like, we got married today. I'm not actually changing my name.
No way. No way.
Come on.
She said the first time they were going to get married, she said she was going to change her last name to Affleck. She was like, yeah, Affleck, of course.
To be fair, a lot of my friends who have gotten married have said that. But then when you talk to them, they're like, I mean, I haven't legally done it. So I'm hoping that's the case for her. She's J-Lo. Come on.
I get it. I get it. As B-Sif, I didn't change mine. Legally, I did. It's like, you know, Brooke Sifrin Petrarca, but I still go by Brooke Sifrin.
Yeah.
It's like, it's, you know, it's a new age.
What's she going to be? Jafflick?
No, that sucks.
Doesn't roll off the tongue at all.
No. Mm-mm.
I'm still Jafflick from the block. Come on.
Jafflick from the shack. I don't know. It's got to rhyme somehow. Actually, I guess Jenny from the block doesn't rhyme. I don't know what I'm talking about.
My God. We'll leave the lyric writing, I guess, to J-Lo.
Yeah, please.
So, of course, news breaks that Bennifer got married and social media lost their shit.
Yes.
And I mean, I think that's partly because it really has been a wild ride for Ben and Jen. Like,
yeah,
we've talked about this here on Rich and Daily quite a few times. We also covered it on Even the Rich, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep.
So they first got together back in 2002. And after they broke up, no one would have thought that they'd end up back together 20 years later. Mm-hmm. So as we all know, I mean, at this point, Richie's just say it with me. They first met on the set of their film, Geely.
Yeah.
At the time, Jen was still with her second husband, Chris Judd, but they split up in June of 2002. And then Bennifer debuted as a couple shortly after, possibly starting the whole trend of couple names.
Did you know Kevin Smith, a.k.a. Silent Bob, directed Jersey Girl, and he claims he coined the name Bennifer?
Yeah, we talked about that on this show.
Okay, well, I don't remember, Risha, all right? So
you said it!
Did I? Because I thought I forgot to say it before. And I was like, I got to say it this time so people know. Did I?
I'm pretty sure you did.
Look, we've done like, what, 200 episodes of this show? Like, sue me. I'm so sorry, everyone.
And you don't remember every single thing you've said?
God. No, I don't. So, like we said, like, they were literally everywhere. Like, they were the it couple. They had the first couple name. Ben was even in Jen's Jenny from the Block music video. We got that famous scene of him kissing her butt. Mm-hmm. Then in November of 2002, they got engaged. We can all remember the absolutely iconic 6-carat pink diamond ring. It's a classic.
So many carats.
But then in September of 2003, they called off the wedding literally just days before the ceremony. They said it was too much media attention. We covered a lot of that on ETR. Mm-hmm. And it's true. Like, they were really hounded by the paparazzi at that time.
Yeah.
Which I guess no different. They just know how to handle it now.
Yeah.
And then in January of 2004, they called it quits for good.
Yeah.
But not really for good.
Well, I wonder, like, I just wonder, like, what else came into it? Because it's like, I get why they postponed the wedding or they called it off even.
Yeah.
I mean, it was truly just an absolute circus.
Yeah.
When it came to like paparazzi, at one point they talked about doing a decoy bride.
They had several.
Yeah. What happened between September and January where they were like, we can't do this?
I don't know. I feel like that much attention probably hinders your everyday life.
Yeah.
And you don't even realize it.
Yeah. Well, it didn't work out the first time around. And after their split, they went their own separate ways, built lives with other people.
Yeah.
Popped out kids. So just months after she and Ben broke up, Jen married Mark Anthony in June of 2004. And they had their twins, Maximilian and Emmy, in 2008. Ben, of course, married my lovely Jennifer Garner, who I just...
Oh, I love her.
Loved them together for so long. Mm-hmm. She's so sweet.
She is. I love the videos.
Not that I know her personally, but...
of her and her cat. Like, I'm obsessed.
Her Instagram is just such a shot of, like, sunshine and positivity.
Yeah.
That you need in this dark, dark world. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she and Ben got married in 2005. They themselves had three children together, Obviously, neither of these marriages lasted.
Yeah.
And in May of last year, Bennifer decided to step into the ring for round two.
Yeah. And we talked about this a lot, too. They were first spotted together in Montana. And they later made their relationship red carpet official for the second time around in September of last year. And then just earlier this year in April, Jen had shared that Ben popped the question again after 18 years. She, of course, shared the news in her on the J-Lo newsletter. It's a classic place to share info.
She's loving that newsletter.
She really is. And she shared a video message with fans, and she was showing off her very big green diamond engagement ring this time. They are not about just a regular white diamond, those two.
No. It better have color or it's not going on that finger.
Exactly. And in the video, you can just hear her saying, "You're perfect." And what? You love it so much?
I don't love that. I just think we shouldn't be calling anybody perfect. Like, it's just, I guess you can say you're perfect for me.
Sure.
But it just makes those bars impossibly high to reach.
That's fair.
I'm not entirely certain that the publisher for On the J-Lo newsletter didn't tell J-Lo, like, we need more readers. Like, you got to start promoting this, because we have mentioned it, I feel like, literally every other minute.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I don't hate her for it. Like, do your thing. Announce your stuff the way you want to, I guess, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it makes me want to have a newsletter.
Oh, you should.
Yeah. I just need a really good name for it.
I know.
Is where you come in.
Oh, no.
You're a naming queen.
Well, I'm going to have to get back to you. Skidubs is going to come in somehow.
Oh, God. Just don't say Skidmark, because I got enough of that growing up.
Oh, God, too late. Sorry.
Okay, so it's been 20 years, and now Ben and Jen are officially official.
Yeah.
And while I really love an intimate wedding vibe, like, more and more as I get older, I'm like,
same.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
We do know this is Jennifer Lopez we're talking about. Like, she literally shits diamonds. Are we going to get a big celebrity wedding at some point?
Honestly, I don't think so. I don't think this is a Kravis situation. Like,
oh gosh, no.
I think these two did it small.
Yeah.
They knew the first time it was too big. It was too much of a circus. And this time was so perfect. They did it. Nobody knew about it. But they're in her circle and it's done. And like,
yeah.
The fact that they, like, used outfits from their closets, like, I think they want to keep it low-key, and that's good enough for them. And I actually love that.
I do love fanfare, but I don't know. As I get older, I'm just like, there's just something way more romantic about just, you know, you and the person you love.
Yeah.
And that one witness. Ideally, it's Elvis, but it doesn't have to be. Like,
right.
What more do you need?
Yeah. No, I agree. Like, my wedding was small, and I even agree it could have been smaller. Like, I would have been fine with it being even smaller than it was.
Then we wouldn't have had that death bounce house.
That's true. That still would have been there. Don't you worry.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziprin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.